My Bible.
Now
say,
I am
what it says I am.
I can do
what it says I can do.
I am a believer,
not a doubter.
I am a doer,
not just a hearer.
And my life
is the better
after having heard
the word of faith.
Faith cometh by hearing,
and hearing,
and hearing by
the word of God.
All right,
brand new series this morning
that I'm excited about teaching,
and it's
titled Grace
to Reign in Life.
Go with me to Romans,
the fifth chapter,
in the first
verse, Grace
to Reign
in Life.
And,
of course,
Apostle Hilliard
was here
just recently
on Tuesday night,
and he taught on
grace and favor,
and I thought it would
be just a good
idea just to
follow that up
and to really
kind of give you
an extensive
understanding
of grace.
And so,
Romans 5 and
1, if you're there, say,
I'm there.
It says,
therefore, being
justified
by faith,
we have
peace with God
through our Lord
Jesus Christ,
by whom also
we have
access by
faith
into
this grace
wherein we stand
and
rejoice
in hope
of the glory
of God.
And so the Bible says
that we are,
just because
we're justified by faith,
it says that we have
peace with God
through our Lord Jesus
Christ. And then he says
something else. He
says we also have
access by faith
into
this grace.
And I want to talk
to you
about that
for the next
few minutes and give you
an understanding
about
grace.
There is a grace,
and you've got to
understand this,
and you
will as we go,
that there is a
grace on you
to reign in
life no matter
what situation,
no matter
what circumstance,
or no matter
what you're going
through. There is a
grace
that will reign
on you in life to
help you get
through it, to
overcome it,
and to be victorious
in life.
Amen?
And so,
everybody say,
I'm grace for this.
So
no matter something
takes you by surprise,
remember, it didn't take
God by surprise.
God already knows
what he's going to do.
And so you don't let
anything negative come out of your
mouth. You say, I'm
grace for this.
You didn't imagine
that you were going to be at this
position in life, but
you say, I'm grace
for this. I'm grace
to get through it.
I'm grace to
overcome it.
And I'm
grace
to get the victory.
Amen.
And so
put my definition
for grace
up on the screen.
And I
think this will help us.
Grace
is the unmerited
favor of
God, the
unearned
provision of God,
and the
unrestricted
power of
God
made
available to man
to bring
victory in
life's
situations.
I'll give it to you
one more time.
It is the
unmerited
favor of God.
It is the
unearned
provision
of God.
And it is the
unrestricted
power of
God made
available to man
to bring
victory.
Everybody say victory.
In
life's situations.
It is really
God's
ability on
you to do
what you could not
normally do.
That's really
what grace is, if you
want like just a
quick definition.
The grace of God
is
his
ability
on you
for you to do what
you could not
normally do.
Now,
grace is a free
gift. What kind of
gift is it?
Thank you.
It is a free
gift, but
watch this.
But
just because
it's free doesn't
mean that I
don't have to position
myself to
receive it.
Does that make
sense?
You know,
everybody say
illustration only.
What
if I said the
first person to
get up on stage,
I will give you
$500?
What
would you do? You'd be
gone, right?
You're gone, right?
So
let me ask you this.
The
$500,
it would be a free
gift, right?
But you couldn't
get it where you're
seated.
You'd have to
position yourself
to receive it.
What do you mean?
I got to get up on
stage. If I'm the first
person up on stage,
then I'll get it.
And so even though
grace is free,
because a lot of, see,
that's, I don't want to
get ahead of myself,
but that's how people
get into all this,
you know,
it's a license to
sin, I can do what I
want to, because they don't
understand.
When you, see,
oh man,
let me just go ahead and go
with it. See,
when
I'm really
walking in grace,
I'm directed by the
Holy Spirit.
And
he leads me,
and he guides me,
and he helps me.
Does that make sense?
It doesn't mean that I won't
ever make any mistakes.
It doesn't mean that I won't ever
fall short. But he's
just saying, don't do that.
You get on right back
up. You dust
yourself off,
and you keep on going.
That's
what makes it
grace.
Does that make sense?
All right?
And so
throughout this
lesson, we're going to
talk about a lot
of things.
But there's 3
points that you're going to
learn throughout this
lesson. I'm going to
share one of them with you
today.
The first one is
grace
is critical
to your
potential.
Grace is
critical
to your potential.
The second one
is grace
is confirmed
through partnership.
Grace
is confirmed
through partnership.
And the
third one
is grace
is conveyed through persistence, or I like to say faithfulness. Grace is conveyed through persistence or through faithfulness. And so I want to really kind of just stick with number one. Grace is critical for your potential. So we're going to kind of jump right into it. Thank you. And talk about grace being critical to your potential. The first thing I need you to understand is that to reach your full potential as a believer, you must have a revelation on grace. To reach your potential, you got it, your full potential as a believer, you have to have a revelation on grace and how powerful grace is. See, the thing about grace is you can't do anything good enough to deserve it, but you can't do anything bad enough to get rid of it. That's what makes it grace. Does that make sense? All right. And so when you begin to understand grace, then you begin to understand, Apostle taught us this on Tuesday night, that it's not my righteousness, but it's his righteousness. You got it? And so watch this. It is him that makes me right or righteous or in right standing with him. It's nothing, watch this, that I have done. Because I could never do anything good enough to be righteous. That's why we say if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side. You got it? And so when we begin to understand that, it is important, because if you don't understand that and you ever make a mistake or you mess up, or some people are still beating themselves up over something that happened 5 years ago, what happens is your heart will condemn you. And the writer says that if your heart condemns you, you won't have any confidence or any faith toward God. And so you've got to understand that there's a grace on your life that covers you. You got it? There's a grace that... Now, when we get a little bit further in it, we're going to understand that a lot of people look at, you know, I have grace because I'm weak, all right? But notice Paul says, and we'll go to it in a few minutes, Paul says, when I'm weak, he's strong. And I told you a few weeks ago that when I receive him, I receive all of who he is and all of what he has, right? And so when I receive him, I receive strength. So watch this. Even though my fleshly body might be weak, you got it, I receive his grace, his ability, his strength, so I can do what I could not normally do. Does that make sense? Okay, I don't want to confuse you, but I want to help you. So typically we've learned about saving grace, and we understand saving grace, but as we go through Scripture, we will find that there is much more to grace, that it is many-sided. The Bible calls it multifaceted, and as we tap into it, we will release this power to reign in life in every situation of my life. Apostle was talking about teenagers. You know, and I have teenagers, and I'm graced to raise my teenagers, graced to raise my children. If you go through a tough time in your marriage or your relationship, you've got to understand you're graced. You're graced to get through. You're graced to overcome, and you're graced to be victorious in your marriage. Giving up, you know, is not an option. You don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to quit. You don't have to go to divorce court. You got to say, no, I'm going to get in here. I know how to take a licking and keep on ticking. I'm graced for this season of life that I'm in. Does that make sense? All right. Go with me to Romans 5 and 17. Romans 5 and 17. Everybody say, I'm graced for this. So that's what so in the days ahead, when things come up, and how many know things do come up? You got it. I want you to make sure that you have the right thing coming out of your mouth, because if the wrong thing comes out of your mouth, it could mess you up. Romans 5 and 17 says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall, what's that next word, class? Reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. And so this verse teaches us that there is an abundance of grace that is available to us to reign in life. There is an abundance of grace. So in other words, you know, we don't have to stand in line and God say, I'll take care of you. And then after I take care of you, I'll take care of her. And then after I take care of her, I'll take care of her. No. The Bible says that there is an abundance of grace to cover all of us so that we can all reign in life. And so now you got to understand this. You got to understand this. Hunt your neighbor, tell him you got to get this. Reigning in life is not about escaping life's problems, but by the grace of God, being in an advantaged position in the midst of a distasteful situation. I'll give it to you again. Reigning in life is not about escaping life's problems, but by the grace of God, being in an advantaged position in the midst of a distasteful situation. The Bible says in Psalms 34, that many are the afflictions of the righteous. So we understand that as a believer, we're going to go through some things. Sometimes, you know, unbelievers, I don't want to, you know, no, why should I go to your church and serve your God? Because I see you going through stuff. No. The Bible said that we would never go through anything. He says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he doesn't stop there. He makes a promise that what, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, that I will deliver you out of all of them. I will put my grace on you, which is my strength and my ability on you for you to do what you could not normally do. Does that make sense? Everybody say, I'm grace for this. So it's not about escaping life's problems, you got it? But by the grace of God being in an advantaged position, and what puts me in an advantaged position next to the person that's not serving God, and I'm not knocking them because we want everybody to get saved, but there is a difference, you got it? What puts me at an advantaged position is I'm not going through this by myself. That there is a grace that is on me for me to get through whatever it is that I'm going through. Does that make sense? Yeah, look at your neighbor, tell them that young man is already teaching this morning. He's already teaching, all right? 2 Corinthians 12:7. 2 Corinthians 12:7. Let me come walk the floor and see if you're paying attention. Praise the Lord. All right? 2 Corinthians 12:7. If you have it, say, I have it. It says, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing, Paul said, I besought the Lord. How many times? Thrice. Y'all know it means three, right? Okay, that's right, mother. In three times, I just want to make sure y'all know. Okay, JV will have you saying things that you wouldn't normally say. Thrice, fishes. All right. For I besought the Lord thrice, three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, watch this class, my grace is sufficient for thee or for you. For my strength is made perfect in your weakness. And then the writer says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ, his grace, his ability, his strength, his supernatural may rest upon me. He says, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. It sounds like when, a few chapters over when he says, I glory in tribulations. You got it? So how many know when things come our way and you know, and we weren't expecting them to come our way and it took us by surprise, how many know we don't put our head down, we don't start talking doubt and unbelief, we don't say, I don't know how I'm going to make it, you know, but we understand through faith, you got it, that by the grace of God that I am graced for this season of life that I'm in, even though I might not really want to be going through it, I understand that I can get through it because I'm graced for it. Does that make sense? All right. Let's pick it up on verse 10. He says, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. I love this part. For when I am weak, then am I strong. And so you've got to understand, you got it. When you begin to understand the grace factor and when you get in this advantaged position, you're never really weak. Does that make sense? Because Paul says, when I'm weak, I'm really strong because there's this supernatural ability. There's this unmerited favor. There's this provision of God. There's this strength of God that comes on me for me to get through. Watch this. What other people would look at and say, how in the world did you get through that? All right. So can I tell you something about you? I figure, Denise is like, well, I guess so, Pastor. People like to tell you about yourself, don't they? Yeah, and most of the time, it's not encouraging, is it? No, because, you know, they like to tell you about you when they're upset with you. They say, well, let me just tell you something about you. So I just want to tell you something about you, but mine's going to be encouraging. Lady said, thank the Lord. You have been engineered by God to reign in life. You have been engineered by God to live on top and not the bottom. You have been engineered by God to be the head and not the tail. You have been engineered by God to be above only and not beneath. And that's what the Word of God says about you. And you got to learn how to put pressure on the Word and put pressure on your mouth. No, if the Bible says it, then you got to speak it. Faith cometh by hearing. But it is released by the words of our mouth. So I got to open my, I must open my mouth, you got it, and say what the word says. And I have to have a discipline to say what the word says, because when I get in a situation that is in a situation I really don't want to be in, I'd rather not deal with it. What happens is, you know, based on what comes out of my mouth is going to determine how long I'm in that situation. Does that make sense? And so if I open my mouth and say, Father, I thank you for your grace and your ability and your strength that I am graced for this season of life to do what other people cannot normally do, because even though I feel like I'm weak, I'm really strong because your grace is on me. And then you don't stop talking. And so, angels, I dispatch you to go and make this happen in the name of Jesus. I command resources to come. I command my body to be healed. I'm saying what the word says. I'm putting pressure on the word, but I'm putting pressure on my mouth, because I understand that I can move mountains with my mouth. I can make it with my mouth. Everybody say, I can make it with my mouth. All right. Everybody say, I'm graced for this. Yeah. Don't you let anything negative come out of your mouth. Yeah, I almost said, you know, no, I ain't gonna say that. Don't let anything negative come out of your mouth. All right, four things I want you to understand about grace today. Four things. We're gonna talk a lot about grace throughout these next few weeks, but four things I want you to understand. First thing I want you to understand is that grace is multifaceted. Grace is multifaceted. Second thing is grace can be multiplied. Grace can be multiplied. Third thing is grace is available to every believer. Grace is available to every believer, and then grace is the ability to function. Well, yes, that's what I want. Grace is the ability to function beyond my normal training. I thought I had gotten ahead of myself, but I didn't. Praise the Lord. All right, so let's go back to number one. Grace is multifaceted. Everybody say multifaceted. All right, go with me to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter and the 10th verse. The 4th chapter and the 10th verse. You are graced for whatever season of life you're in. You are graced for whatever. Don't you let, watch this, don't you let the devil steal your joy and talk you out of your victory. Don't you let people steal your joy and talk you out of your victory. You got it. You have to, watch this, the word of God has to be the final authority in your life. You got it. If the word says it, that's all that matters. I don't care what anybody else says. I'm not knocking anybody, but I don't care about your experience, because people say, well, you know, my mama had that and she died. I'm no disrespect, but we ain't talking about your mama right now. You understand? I don't know if she was in faith. I don't know if she understood the word of God. So I'm not being, you know, what's the word?
You're not.
Insensitive, thank you. I'm not being insensitive, but if I'm in a fight, hello somebody, I understand that the word of God, to the degree that I release it out of my mouth, that I believe it in my heart, that it's got to come to pass in my life. Does that make sense? And that's what puts me at an advantage position. That's what puts me ahead of everybody else that don't believe like I believe. You do know that there's some people that even go to church that don't believe the whole Bible, but I chose to believe the whole Bible. The same God that saved me is the same God that healed me, is the same God that wants to bless me and cause me to live in abundant life. If people want to stop at salvation, that's fine. You'll go to heaven broke and maybe sick, but I am not going to do that. I have my mind made up. I got my heart fixed that I'm saved, I'm healed, and I'm blessed. Everybody say, I'm saved, I'm healed, and I'm blessed. All right. Confession time. Everybody say, today, God is doing something supernatural in my life just to encourage my faith and the faith of others. Now shout unto God with the voice of triumph. But say, Pastor, every once in a while you bring that back up. You won't let that thing go. No, because I have to have a discipline to keep saying what the word says and to keep saying what the word says. Because see, if you're not careful, you'll say it for a week and a half, and you won't see it come to pass, and you'll just kind of forget about it. No. See, that is what separates us that walk by faith. I'm not changing my mind because I have not seen it show up yet. I know the word of God will work if I work the word. And I'm not in it for the short haul. I'm in it for the long haul. Because when I got to calm down, I'm not in it for the short haul. I'm in it for the long haul. Because when walking by faith, if I'm willing to wait forever, it won't take that long. But I've got to be willing to wait for it. Well, why is that? Because I've got to let the devil know I'm going to outlast you. Because if I open my mouth and say, well, you know, let's just say you're in a financial situation, things are tough, but you know, okay, like you heard the word on Tuesday night, you're like, okay, I realize if I'm not tithing, or if I'm tithing and not giving offering, then it puts me at a disadvantage. So now you make up in your mind, okay, I've got to give my tithes and my offering. But you can't say, well, you know, I'm going to do it for 2 months and see what happens. Because you don't put that out there. The devil has heard that. So the devil said, well, ain't no problem. I'm going to launch an all-out attack against you for 2 months. Then you're going to stop giving. Then I'm going to leave you alone. And you live the defeated life. Does that make sense? And so, no. No, I believe God till the end. Does that make sense? All right. Are you at 1 Peter 4:10? All right. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. The manifold grace of God. Now, in the Amplified, it'll give us a little bit more light, and they'll put it up on the screen. It says, as each of you have received a gift, a particular spiritual talent, a gracious divine endowment, employ it for one another as benefits, good trustees of God's, watch this, many-sided grace. Everybody say many-sided. So there's a whole lot of sides to this grace. You got it? So it's not just saving grace, right? So he says, watch this, many-sided grace, faithful stewards of the extremely diverse powers and gifts granted to Christians by unmerited favor. All right. So there's a grace that is available to me for whatever situation or assignment that I'm in life. That I am graced for it no matter, watch this, no matter what the situation is, because grace is not one-sided, it's many-sided. So if it's in my marriage and I turn this way, there's grace. If it's my children, I turn this way, it's grace. If it's my finances, I turn this way, it's grace. No matter what side it is, there's a grace that will come on me to give me an advantaged position to do what I could not normally do so I can overcome and get the victory in life. Does that make sense? All right. All right. Can I tell you something else about you? You figured the first one worked out pretty good, so... There is a multifaceted grace that is on your life for you to go through any situation and handle any God-given assignment. There is a supernatural strength and ability that is on your life that has come directly from God for you to solve problems, overcome obstacles, and win in every area of your life. All you've got to do is open your mouth and say what the word says because your miracle is in your mouth. Everybody say, I'm graced for this. All right. Number two, grace can be multiplied. Grace can be multiplied. Go with me to 2 Peter, the first chapter and the second verse. Y'all get anything out of this? All right. 2 Peter 1 and 2. There it is. Grace and peace be multiplied. So grace can be multiplied. It's many-sided, but it can be multiplied. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So knowledge of God and his word will multiply grace in my life. That's what the writer says. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Let's go back to the scripture. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. So knowledge of God and his word will multiply grace in my life. So the more I learn about God, the more I can release faith for his promises to come to pass in my life. That's why I tell people the church you go to and the words you hear makes a difference. Does that make sense? Being in an environment of faith around people of faith will help produce your faith so you can get the victory, not in some areas, but in every area of your life. And in case you didn't know, it's the will of God for you to get victory in every single area of your life. Not this one, and I won't worry about that one because it's been a while. No, it's the will of God for you to get victory in every area of your life. And when you release faith, remember, when you step out, you don't step out on your ability. You step out on God's ability because you say, well, Pastor, I can't change that situation. No, you can't, but God can. I love it. Everybody say, I can't, but God can. All right. Number three, grace is available to every believer. Grace is available to every believer. Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse, they'll put it up on the screen because I know I'm kind of moving expeditiously. It says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Grace doesn't discriminate. It's available to every person. You got it? The gift is, I just have to believe. Yeah. The key is my faith. All right? So grace is available to every believer. And then number four, this is where I'm trying to get to. Grace is the ability to function beyond my normal training. Oh, yes, indeed. I couldn't wait to get to this one. Grace, go with me to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Grace is the ability to function beyond my normal training. Well, Pastor, I just have a high school diploma, so I can't make good money and get a good job. Who said that? Well, you know, I saw this statistic or I saw this post on Facebook, and you know, but the Word of God didn't say it. And so, if you believe like that, then you have a flawed criteria. And so, your criteria now says that the only way I can live a good life, you got it, is if I. And y'all know we push education, we believe in education. But what I'm saying is, if it is what it is, if all you have is a high school diploma, you got it. You know, then you can't tell me that you cannot prosper because the Word of God does not say that. Because there is a grace that is on you that puts you in an advantage position that even if I don't have formal training, God will raise up somebody somewhere to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help me. Isn't that right? All right. 1 Corinthians 15 and 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. How many know that's right? I mean, I can really stop and go home, right? When I look at my life and how God has helped me, how God has blessed me, how God has brought me through, and people look at me and people look at you, all you can say is, I am what I am by the grace of God. If it had not been for His grace, if it had not been for His mercy, if it had not been for His loving kind, I am what I am. Ain't no pride over here. I am what I am by the grace of God. Ain't no puffed up head over here acting like I'm somebody. No, no, no. I am what I am by the grace of God. The reason I help other people is because when I was coming up, somebody helped me. You got it? And that's the wonderful thing about favor that puts you in an advantage position. It puts you in an advantage position. And so so God will rate favor. One of our definitions for favor is the willingness of others to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help you prosper. Does that make sense? And so what happens is, give you an example. I like to go to a restaurant in Raleigh called Fleming's. I don't know if any of you all ever been to Fleming's before. It's a good steakhouse, and it's a little pricey. You know, steak costs like $50, and then you start adding sides. Yeah, how many don't know anything about that? Like, you ain't never heard of Fleming's? Put your hands down. Don't put your hand up like that's a bad thing. Because that's what people don't. There was a time I never heard of it. I never heard of Ruth Chris. I never heard of Del Frisco's. I never heard of Fleming's. You understand what I'm saying? You know, but I was exposed to those places. But there was a time if I was sitting where you said, I said, no, I've never heard of it. And I don't have to feel bad that I never heard of it because it doesn't make me any better than you because I heard and been to Fleming's. Okay, so now, how many have never been to Fleming's? Look at all the hands. Now, why you put your hands down? How many, you never been to Fleming's? Never been to Fleming's. Bro, you never been to Fleming's. Okay, all right. Y'all stand up. Put your hands down. So you've never been to Fleming's. Okay, all right. Who's been to Fleming's? Okay, all right. I got some folks that's been to. Okay, so the Cunninghams have been to Fleming's. They know about that good steak. He's all right with me even though he's a Ravens fan. Stand up, Doc. Okay, I'm going to show you something. Listen to me. Favor is the willingness of others to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help me. Right? They don't know how to get to Fleming's. Would you have a problem just at some point explaining to them how to get there? Like, would you mind? No problem at all. Like, they don't got to give you no money. Nothing. No criteria. Like, out of just the goodness of your heart, you don't have any, you know, because do you know that couple? No. So, okay, oh, this is even better. So you mean to tell me you don't know them, but you're willing to tell them how to get there. Okay? So God will raise up people you don't know to help you get to where you need to go. Watch this. But this grace is many-sided, and it keeps on going. And when the grace starts flowing, it doesn't stop flowing. So God will raise up somebody you don't know to help you get to where you don't need to go. And when grace recognizes grace, the grace says, well, if you tell them how to go, I'll pay them to get there. So we just bought dinner for them to go to Fleming's. Y'all give the Lord a big hand, praise. Yeah. All right. All right. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, he's raising up somebody somewhere to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help me prosper. Oh, that's good. That's good stuff right there. All right. And that couple did not know when they came today that they would be going to Fleming's. They did not know that God was going to raise up somebody somewhere to use their power. But the reason it's not surprising is because they are at an advantage position. Because if there's a grace that is on me, you got to get this. When there's a grace that is on me, sometimes God will do things you don't even ask. Jesus. Did I read that yet?
No.
Oh, by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Yeah, I read a little bit of it.
And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was in me. So Paul gets this revelation on grace, and he becomes grace conscious.
Ooh, I got to go. He becomes grace conscious. So we're going to pick this up on Tuesday night, all right?
Because I want to tell you about you again. But I want you to receive it. Because a lot of times, let's be honest, when people are telling us about us, we're listening to what they got to say. But we need to check it to make sure it's right. Because if it's not, I have a rebuttal for you. Can I get a... I know y'all in this house and you know, you're all dressed up and you're looking good and praise the Lord. And it's, God bless you. I'm blessed with the Lord and highly favored and I'm better than ever. Yeah. But let somebody start talking to you sideways. You ever had anybody talk to you sideways? Y'all ready? Okay, you gotta get this because I'm going after this. I'm going after this. Can I tell you something about you? You are a born-again child of the Most High God that has been created to rule and reign in this earth. You are anointed, you are blessed, and you have been engineered by God to speak and declare things in the earth, and they shall come to pass. You have been chosen by God to be his ambassador in the earth, to live by faith, to overcome every obstacle and live a victorious life so you can be a platform for his glory. You are an heir with God and a joint heir with Jesus, who is seated in heavenly places interceding for you so that no devil or demon in hell can prevail against you. Angels are encamped round about you to keep you in all of your ways. You have been called by God to live supernaturally, and your broke days are over. Lack is not an option, and defeat is impossible for you. You have already been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, and I declare today that things are shifting in your favor. Transfers are taking place. The wealth of the wicked has been laid up, and it's waiting just for you. The things you couldn't make happen, I'm prophesying in case you don't know it, the things you couldn't make happen yesterday will happen today. Doors that were once closed are now open. You are living under an open window, and whatever you say is so. Your family is blessed. Your children are blessed. Your marriage is blessed. Your business is blessed. Your bank account is blessed. And every satanic assignment from the enemy has been halted. Greatness is in you. It's in your DNA. You are a citizen of the kingdom of God. You were made to rule. You were made to reign. You were made to conquer. And there is absolutely nothing the devil can do about it. You are not defeated, but you're victorious. You are not rejected, but you are accepted in the beloved. You are not a victim, but you are the victor. You are not sick, but you are healed. You are not the head, you are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. You are anointed for this moment in time because you have the greater one living on the inside of you. You are an unstoppable force. I decree it, I declare it in your life. It's so. Now shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Today is the day. Today is the day that things begin to shift in your favor. Today is the day that God begins to move some pieces to make sure that he raises up somebody to help you. Today is the day. Today is the day you say no more fear. Today is the day. Today is the day that things are released from the spirit realm into the natural realm. And you're like, today is the day. No more waiting. No more wondering. No more writing that down. You can cross that thing off because today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day. Everything that the devil meant for bad, God's turning that thing around for you. Today is the day. God is going to get the glory out of the hell that you had to go through. God is going to get the glory out of the obstacle that you had to overcome. God is going to get the glory in your life. Today is the day. Today is the day. He said, because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt, your inheritance is going to be double and your joy is going to go on forever. Not just a happiness, but a joy that's coming straight from the throne right to your heart. That you're happy for no other reason than just God's goodness to you. People look at you and say, well, did something happen today? Say, he woke me up this morning. That's all that had to happen. Today is the day. I declare it in your life in the name of Jesus. Today is the day that marriage starts mending. Today is the day that those kids start getting it together. Today is the day that those finances start finally coming together. Today is the day that business is going to explode. Today is the day that you're going to get your raise, that you're going to get your promotion. You say, but Pastor, I'm not even at my job. No, but God is fixing that for you right now. So the next time you walk in, somebody's going to talk to you. Today is the day. But you got to believe it. You got to grab hold to it. You got to thank God for it, that today is the day. It's the day. Today is the day. He's leaning in your direction. He's working out everything for your good. So don't you worry, my son. Don't you worry, my daughter. Don't you fret, my son. Don't you fret, my daughter. Don't you wonder how it's going to work out. You leave that to me. You do the believing, you do the speaking, I'll do the manifesting. My God, today. You do the believing, you do the speaking, I'll do the manifesting. You do the believing, you do the speaking, I'll do the, you do your part, I'll do mine. I've got angels assigned to your life. I've got angels in different positions to keep you in all of your ways. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can kill you. Nothing can slow you down. Don't be afraid of death. I got angels assigned to you to keep you in your way. They won't even let you dash your foot against a stone. They won't let you trip over a rock. I've got angels on assignment to keep you in all of your ways. So hold your head up high. Wear that smile and wear it big. You keep believing my word. You keep speaking my word. You keep believing my word. You keep speaking my word. And I will do the manifesting in your life because today is the day. Give God a praise in the house. Hallelujah. 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 Those tears of mourning are turning into tears of joy. Those tears of mourning are turning into tears of joy. Today's the day. So put on my garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness. Praise me in spite of and praise me in advance of. Praise me in spite of and praise. And I'm not just talking about in here. I'm talking about when you get in the car. I'm talking about when you wash the dishes at the house. I'm talking about when you folding clothes. Father, sometimes you just got to put the clothes down. I'm just thinking today is the day. My body is healed. My marriage is restored. And my children are better than ever. Today is the day. So I won't back up. I refuse to throw in the towel, and quitting is not an option. Because today is the day for me. And I declare today, he's doing something supernatural in your life just to encourage your faith and the faith of others. Give the Lord a big hand praise. I got to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Please, nobody moving. Believers praying all over.